You know, Colin, you strum pretty well there, you know? It's a little grinning and picking music here today to start off. Mikey J's across the console. Colin Letty is with me.
I'm a guitar player, so.
We're just talking during the just the pre-show, talking a little bit about the fact that this whole coronavirus thing has become, well, right now, market is plunging again. I think, as I said to my wife, she said, what are we going to do? I said, well, there's nothing we can do right now. I think when the market, when this thing subsides, when it gets over, when it gets done, the market will have a pent-up demand. It's going to have a pent-up demand, consumer demand. The fear will go out, and reason will return, and speculators will say, "Whoa, now's the time to put the money into the market!" And kaboom, she's going to go. It'll go up like a fire rocket or something like that, or skyrocket. But I said that, but you can't. Right now, you just have to The last thing, you just panic. But the thing is, it's panic seems to be what everybody's mood is right now. As I was telling you, 2020 had a two-hour special 2020 just to deal with the coronavirus or the COVID-19 and trying to get all these people, well, how serious is this, doctor? And the problem we have with this thing is that it affects different people differently. You can have, in fact, you could be, if you've got a strong immune system, you could have it and never feel, never have any symptoms.
Never know it.
But everything you touch, you know, you may be passing that.
You could just be a carrier. And
you
could
be just a carrier. Typhoid.
But as we've.
Typhoid Colin.
Gee, thanks.
I mean, or Typhoid Mikey or Typhoid Steve. I don't care. We could all be. Yeah.
But definitely, as we've said multiple times, it's a lot of fear-driven speculation and just in general panic.
I like the white headphones, too, by the way. I really do. It has a nice look.
Amazon was out of black ones.
It has a nice look to it. Anyway, no, I think that's my daughter was back from Chicago, and she is activities director for the British School in downtown Chicago, okay? Well, all of the entire teaching staff of this entire school is all from the United Kingdom. Maybe that's why they call it the British school.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they don't hire no American teachers. They don't have any. The staff is American for the most part.
But the faculty is all
recruited specialists and all recruited from the UK, best and the brightest that they can find. And they are not allowing a single teacher to go home for spring break.
And
they got a two-week spring break coming at Easter, and they aren't allowing anybody to go
home.
And
I assume they're not allowing them to bring family members over.
No, they can't do that either. No. Yeah, there's...
Can they legally do that? I don't think they can.
If they're visiting, I believe it's legal.
I think they can have... obviously, if the family wants to come out over and visit, but it's...
No, what I'm saying is our employer couldn't tell us you're not allowed to go to the UK.
It's different, I unless think, for educators.
I don't think
actually,
so. It's in their contract, unless it's somewhere in their contract that says, if for some reason, we can tell you that you can't leave the country. I don't think that's anywhere in anyone's teaching contract,
well,
right?
Well, I think actually they may actually have something like that written into a contract
and
like that.
That might be because it's a private organization, and this ban might go up to a federal level.
And it's not a public school. And Chicago had, there was one school, one person in one school that had the COVID-19, and they were talking about closing down or
and
whatever.
The whole city almost went on lockdown.
Well, the situation with Chicago is the Chicago public school system cannot, if it shuts down, that means an awful lot of kids have no daycare. They've got no food, and it's a survival thing. Yeah,
and people like Chicago is a town of just under 3 million people, and can you imagine just the whole city? Everybody stays home. Nothing, just.
Well, so, you know, and we're talking about, okay, so what okay, what's the worst case scenario? I go on a cruise. Okay, now I have to automatically self-quarantine. Okay, so if I self-quarantine, then what? Well, I better be able to do the job from home. Okay, theoretically, could be done.
Mm-hmm.
Probably need a little bit more equipment. I need to be able to figure out this system that doesn't necessarily work the way it's supposed to.
Yep.
But it's like, yeah, it's... It's, I don't think it's, you know, I don't see a mass terrible thing. You know, we're in the center. I don't see a lot of things to worry about here in Burlington, Iowa. Do you?
No, and I don't think there's anything to worry about on your cruise, to tell you the truth. I mean, cruises are known for being, you know, if someone gets sick, the whole boat gets sick. That's been known about cruises for years and years and years.
Bugs go around on cruises.
How many of these cruises have we heard about in the news?
Maximum five?
Yeah, many are traveling every single day. It's all a scare tactic.
Well, like
even they've scared people in this country so much that people are now stealing hand sanitizer from public places.
And the price.
Stealing the dispensers from the library, from hospitals.
And how about being Purell?
Hiked up the prices crazy.
Go to Amazon and see what... Go to Amazon and see what Purell hand sanitizer costs.
Specifically Purell or Germex?
Just go Purell hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I don't know what the obsession is with hand sanitizer nowadays. You know what works better than hand sanitizer? Washing your own hands. Wash
soap
your hands.
And your fingertips.
Yeah, hand sanitizer.
It says Purell hand sanitizer currently unavailable, but the price is... for a two packs, I got to look at buying options here. $32.99 plus free shipping.
This is for a two pack of these little ads.
Normal size.
Yeah. The normal,
you know, it costs $1 a bottle of isopropyl alcohol, which is the exact same thing.
Yeah.
There's nothing in that hand sanitizer that's special.
Also, I hate to burst everybody's bubble, making homemade hand sanitizer with a bottle of rubbing alcohol and a bottle of Stoli Shania is not going to work.
Yeah, there's been
vodka and rubbing alcohol do not make good hand sanitizer.
And Tito's vodka was on.
Yeah.
Do not utilize.
This is not a sanitation product.
Utilize Tito's if you are quarantined, but do not use it on your hands.
Yeah. I mean, imagine being that company. They call it Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Yeah.
And people are washing their hands with it.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so ironic.
But this is what the media has done to this country. It's gotten people so terrified that you're going to come down with a virus that you don't even know the symptoms of. Most people that are afraid of this virus don't know anything about it, but they're terrified of it to the point where they're willing to concoct their own hand sanitizer in their kitchen.
And that is the danger of the media's ability to gatekeep information.
Well, and the fact is, it isn't so much, the reality isn't so much that, we're talking about the cruise. Okay, we're looking at taking a trip around Norway, going to Amsterdam for a few days and a trip around Norway. And most of the cruise companies right now are basically saying, hey, you can cancel right up. In fact, the Disney cruise, we looked that up. You can cancel up one day before the cruise. They'll give you the entire amount of your cruise on a future credit.
I think that's because those are such popular cruise liners that they have a waiting list 5 miles long. So, and people are willing to go out on a last day, on a day's notice to get on
the
cruise.
Well, Disney is also on a campaign right now people using their services. Their parks, they're making, they've gone on an advertising campaign throughout the country, letting people know how much they're disinfecting all their parks, how everyone is safe, how you're not going to get a disease by going there. They've been spending a lot of extra money to let people know.
And that's because of this thing, their bottom line is being affected. And once the money starts leaving, that's when things...
Well, it's the entertainment industry in general.
Yes.
Casinos are taking giant hits right now.
Casinos, sports is taking a big time.
Well,
they're talking about playing certain MLB games to start the season to empty ballparks.
Well, you were saying the Disney is the most expensive cruise line in the world. You know, the second most expensive cruise line in the world is Viking. You know why that is? Because it's designed. Viking is designed
because it takes a lot of Vikings to row one of them big ships.
No,
is that why?
I'll tell you why. We looked it up. All the shore excursions are all included in a Viking cruise because it's designed for. Well, it's designed for people even older than me who don't have
They exist?
Yes, they do. they are alive. Yes, they are alive. And people that want everything completely done for them, so they don't have to make any decisions.
So you pay for the whole package as opposed to we have this, and then you can get this additionally for this, and this.
Yeah, yeah, and it's Disney's the highest price because they. they typically they can get it. And
you're
frankly,
paying for the brand name.
You're paying for a brand name, and yes.
And Disney, for those in the know, is a juggernaut of media.
Yeah.
It seems like the old joke is, does Disney own everything yet? And it's pretty close.
Well, here's the situation is just, as long as we're in this situation where everything is unknown, and that's really where we are. We're in a situation where we don't know what is coming next. And what does Wall Street react to? The unknown.
Yeah, fear.
Fear.
Yeah, fear drives the market.
And what do people fear more than what they don't know?
Well, right. And
what makes people angrier than not knowing anything?
Well, exactly. And that's a situation. We really don't know, but you're right. We really don't know what this situation is, but we do know there's an awful lot of people that are spreading an awful lot of stories and an awful lot of fear.
Yeah,
and the internet is, and of course you can believe everything you read on Facebook,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
What I find just, I mean, we all remember the Ebola scare, right? It wasn't that long ago that Ebola, there were 12 people in the United States with Ebola. Ebola is one of the most contagious, one of the most deadly viruses that we've ever seen.
Oh,
you will bleed from your eyes and your nose. A coronavirus is a bad flu, and for some reason, this has been ginned up to those levels that this could kill off the human civilization somehow.
But the problem is because you came in. Well, you were at a conference with this person. You better self quarantine for 2 weeks. I mean, if you're to talk about anybody who's going to go, we're talking about RAGBRAI. RAGBRAI typically generates upwards of 20,000 people from all over the world, up to 47 countries, do the thing. And, in close quarters, close contact, close quarters, all of that. We're talking about real close quarters, because especially if you're camping, everybody's basically right.
Everybody's huddled together.
Everybody's in the same area. If I'm in a house, I might have a house. There could be 10 people in that house.
Three people to a room.
Yeah, and it's the way it. I mean, it's just the way it. It's just the way it's going to work. But the fact is, so if somebody does, you can see right now headline, person from New Zealand has coronavirus. RAGBRAI shuts down.
RAGBRAI shuts down amid coronavirus scare.
I mean, I'm not kidding you. This is exactly this. There is that situation.
Yes, I get that people are concerned about this, and concern for disease is no thing to scoff at. But to take it to such these extreme levels is what's so borderline comical about it.
It's one thing to do something for ratings. It's another thing to drum people up into a panic. Like if once panic starts, people start acting irrationally, and that's what leads to big, incidents that, casualties, things that we don't want, unintended consequences, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
When you got a bunch of terrified people, they're not going to make the best decisions. Starting to see that. Up your own hand sanitizer in your kitchen.
Well, I will tell you this. Think about, we were talking about cruises, the Disney Cruise Line, mm-hmm. and I'm on, we've got a Holland America cruise.
And Viking.
And we're talking about Viking. How would you like to be Princess Cruises right now?
Every single
one of the ships that has been
belonged to Princess Cruise Liners
is all on Princess. Every single one. Now, I'm sure
that's just bad luck.
It's got to be, you'd have to say, I suppose you could say bad luck, but it's
a measure of bad luck, I'd say.
So what do you think that's done to Princess stock?
Oh, it's tanked. It has tanked.
Well, I'm sure all cruise lines are taking a huge hit in their stock right now.
Everybody's taking a hit.
Yes, absolutely. But that one specifically, Princess Cruise Liners, has gone below the floor.
But look at the airlines. They're all. The problem is
airlines were terrible, and Boeing was already almost in the tank.
We are in a society that basically tourism is one of our very very biggest and strongest, and a lot of these places. They rely on tourism to keep them afloat. That's mm-hmm. That's the difference between whether they are going to be surviving or not as economically.
Yeah, what's the appeal of Disney World to people who live in Orlando? It's not really that much. They rely on people to come from all over the world to see it.
But if you're my daughter and you live in Southern California, she's a Disney freak and loves.
I will say that Disney World in Orlando employs over 35,000 people, six parks.
I'm
now.
Saying for
and
normal
most
people,
most
yeah.
of them
for people who don't work
most
there.
Of them paid very miserably.
Yeah, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Anyway, we're talking about anything and everything today. We'll talk a little bit. Hey, Mayor Shane McCampbell, former Mayor Shane McCampbell, running for the Board of Supervisors. We'll talk about that or anything else that's on your mind, 754-1490. And, again, I had Chuck Siegman on. We were talking about, you know, Chuck was planning a trip around the world. He was literally planning on going west the entire circle of the globe. Well, he may, you know, he's trying to weigh the, you know, okay, where
pros
do you go?
Cons.
Where do you go and where do you not go? I mean, he had China. He had several places in China on his list. He had placed a lot of Italy on his list. You know, he wanted
read
to
about
see,
a couple cases in Japan too.
And Japan, he had that on his list, and all of these places. You know, so trying to figure out where do you go and safely go and where they'll let you go. All of that is we'll have talk about that and more coming up.
I'm Michael Bruskowski, the voice of Southeastern Community College Basketball, and join me every Friday for Live with Blackhawk Nation, sponsored by Standard of Beaverdale, as we talk with the coaches, athletes, and others for an insider's view of the SEC athletics program. Hear the latest news regarding the teams at SEC. Hear Live with Blackhawk Nation every Friday at 7:22 in the morning and 5:25 in the evening on 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, and at 7:56 a.m. and 5:56 p.m. on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Outstanding performance, exceptional comfort, and ease of maintenance are just a couple phrases we use to describe our awesome Kubota SSV skid steers. Josh here with Morning Sun Farm Implement. Are you in the market for a new skid steer? Have you looked at the Kubota SSV skid steers yet? If you haven't yet, it would be well worth your time to make a trip to Morning Sun Farm Implement and check out a new Kubota SSV today. With horsepower ranges of 65 and 75, available with or without a cab, Kubota offers a skid steer to fit your needs and wants. The Kubota SSV can be fitted with either pilot controls or hand and foot controls to fit any operator's comfort. Come to Morning Sun Farm Implement and check out a new Kubota SSV. Backed by our superior sales and service staff, this really is the best skid steer on the market today. Give us a chance to prove it to you. Morning Sun Farm Implement, your local farmer-owned dealership. Check out our website at msfarmimpl.com.
Imagine that you're at the store, like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties. Made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle, because today we bake.
Today on Hey Culligan, smoother skin for the win, we've got Claire in Delaware.
Hey Culligan, the water in my shower makes my skin feel like I'm 90.
Okay, first off, Claire, are you 90?
No.
Okay, second, how do you feel about high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan? Actually, Claire, how do you feel about smoother skin and luxurious hair?
Oh, my gosh. Love it, have to have it.
OMG indeed, Claire. We're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at heyculligan.com.
Join Mark Patrick's seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. That's right. Don't just cut down, but stop smoking once and for all. Also, lose all the weight you want for only $49.99 guaranteed with Mark Patrick's seminars. Let hypnosis destroy unwanted cravings, late-day eating binges, boredom eating, stress eating, and lose the weight. That's right. Seminar Friday, March 20th at the Howard Johnson in Burlington from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30 and stop smoking at 8 p.m.
News Radio 1490, KBUR is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notifications of job vacancies at this station, please notify John Pritchard at 610 North 4th Street, Suite 300, Burlington, Iowa. Email John P. at burlingtonradio.com or phone 752-5402. KBUR is an equal opportunity employer and encourages minorities and females to apply.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News brought to you by Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill, featuring a full menu including seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, and appetizers, as well as nightly specials. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
And now a look at today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Burlington's former mayor has set his sights on another elected office. The Hawkeye reports that Shane McCampbell, who served as Burlington mayor from 2014 until 2019, announced Friday he intends to run for the office of Des Moines County Supervisor. McCampbell took out papers early Friday to run for a seat. Two supervisor seats are up for election in November of 2020. Those seats are held by Democrats Bob Beck, who is serving his fourth term, and Jim Carrey, who is in his second term as supervisor. Republican Tom Broeker is not up for re-election. The former mayor has decided to run without declaring a party. To run as a nonpartisan candidate, McCampbell will need to gather 250 signatures, 150 more than partisan candidates. He must also turn his election papers in on March 20th, 5 days before the other candidates. So far, the only others who have filed to run for office are Beck and Carey. The two ran unopposed in 2016. Federal authorities are taking over monitoring of a contamination from a carcinogenic chemical that spread from a factory site in the eastern Iowa city of Maquoketa. The Telegraph Herald reported that the contamination stems from the operations of Clinton Machine Company, which built small engines in Maquoketa from 1950 into the 1990s. The factory used trichloroethylene, commonly known as TCE, as a degreasing agent. Federal authorities have since determined that TCE is carcinogenic. Authorities have said TCE in groundwater also creates the potential for indoor contamination. A man suspected of shooting at officers has been arrested in Iowa County. Davenport resident Jeremy Crape faces two counts of attempted murder and other charges. Officers who responded to the report of a car fire Friday night on Interstate 80 south of the Amana Colonies were unable to find the driver. Early Saturday, deputies spotted a man later identified as Crape walking along the interstate in the area. They report that he pulled a handgun and ran into a field. Authorities say he fired twice at officers and surrendered after officers deployed armored vehicles. And those are today's headlines in the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Trading resumed after a halt just minutes after the opening bell on Wall Street. Stocks are now off their morning lows, but the Dow is still down over 1,400 points. It was down over 2,000 points earlier. Worries about oil prices, one reason for the plunge, another spreading coronavirus fears. This is a cruise ship carrying 21 infected passengers, is slated to dock in Oakland, California.
Now waiting for the right winds and tides to come into the port. Medical teams have already assessed the passengers and evacuated several over the weekend who do not have COVID-19.
Fox's Claudia Cowan.
Those who are sick will be taken off first and hospitalized. The remaining passengers will be transported to several military installations for COVID-19 testing and a mandatory 14-day quarantine.
This is a Fox News alert.
Kelly O'Shea's isn't your average pub. Don't believe me? Well, there's nowhere else you can enjoy a friendly, high-energy environment while devouring mouth-watering, heartwarming pub and comfort food. Nowhere else has that same Irish authenticity and jaw-dropping lineup of on-tap specialty beers, liquors and coolers, and ice-cold drinks. And nowhere else can you enjoy the same daily and weekly specials like you can at Kelly O'Shea's. Not your average pub, not the average way. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Going to rain today. Showers, possible thunderstorms, up to 3/4 of an inch of rain. Look for a south wind around 15, gusting to 30. Rain 90% likely before 1 a.m., a low to 36. And mostly cloudy for Tuesday, high of 51 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of rain, a low to 40. Partly sunny Wednesday, 57. Partly sunny Thursday, up to 63 with a 50% chance of rain. Right now, we've got light rain, continues some light fog. It's 48 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Talk this morning that this is the end of the bull market. A plunge on Wall Street at the open. Stocks tanked because of an oil price war that started over the weekend. Treasury yields diving to record lows. And, of course, rising numbers of Americans being diagnosed with the coronavirus. A circuit breaker had been set up to keep stocks from falling through the floor. When the S&P fell 7%, a 15-minute trading halt began. That's what we're in right now. I'll tell you the numbers as they're standing. The Dow is down 7%, down 1,884 points. sitting at 23,979. The NASDAQ down 6%, down 588 points, and the S&P 500 hit that 7% drop. It is down 208 points, sitting at 2,764. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Plan to use your tax refund as a down payment on a better car? Talk to me. I'm Brady, your consumer loan specialist at the Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, I can get you pre-approved for the car you need. Then you'll walk into the dealership knowing what you can spend because you've already decided on a comfortable payment. One more way that the Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When there's a change in the weather.
It's horrible out here.
And you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
And welcome back on the talk show today. Mikey J is across the console, so is Colin Letty. We're talking about anything that's on your mind today, and I think we were just talking about and hearing the market, the situation. You know, the fact that the you were talking about if somebody coughed in your... Yeah, you know, I really don't think I'd probably want to have somebody who I knew had the coronavirus cough into my face.
I would be willing to do it as a radio stunt to prove to everyone it won't kill you.
Well, No. I'm pretty certain.
You are a braver man than I.
Look, it's not going to kill me, but I don't want to be. Sitting.
I don't want to get sick.
I don't want to have a 14.
Who wants to get sick?
That's the difference between you and me, Steve. I'm the evil Knievel of the medical community. All right, I'm here to put my body in the way.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Dean. I hope all you three are doing fine.
Thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Last week...
No coronavirus, right?
Nope, not yet.
Not yet.
That's the only thing. I'm going to talk about Kimmerstein, but the Speaker of the House. Basically, how we threatened
Are you talking about Supreme Court?
They're on the Supreme Court. I got it out. Supreme Court... And basically, I'm going to say that if he was a Republican, the Democrats would take but either censor him or impeach him or kick him out of Congress. But it's okay for a Democrat to bully and threaten people like he did, basically.
For people that are...
Let's face it. We will never totally ban abortion in the United States. I'm a Christian. I'm against it. But there's other ways. You make it get his tubes tied and not have children until he wants to. You got the morning after pill. You got that. I mean, I think a few years they're gonna say it barbaric. But I just think it's wrong how we threatened those two, and he should be ashamed of himself. And they're all hypocrites anyway. They are basically.
All right. So you're berating a Supreme Court justice. Is that right?
It was Chuck Schumer. For everyone that doesn't know what Dean.
Justice Schumer.
I thought it was a Supreme Court justice.
Chuck Schumer made some statements about a couple of the Supreme Court justices, essentially saying that they're going to pay you know, if
well,
they...
Well, he threatened them, and he should not be allowed to do that. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, it wasn't appropriate. I would say it wasn't appropriate.
It was completely uncalled for. But I don't... We can all agree on that.
But Schumer is just completely uncalled for anyway.
Yeah.
So is Adam Schiff.
And,
yeah.
But it's a totally different standard, because the news media is in bed with the Democrats. So not you three, you're not, but...
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
Appreciate it.
We may have disagreements about things, but I think you all three are nice guys.
Okay.
Okay. The basic about coronavirus, basically, I don't know how religious you are. I try to read the Bible. I have dyslexia, and it's sometimes hard for me to read it, but in Ezekiel's, it says, prophecy, there'll be rumors of wars, there'll be wars, there'll be earthquakes where you don't expect it, where they're going to be, and there'll also be plagues. And this is where sorrows begin. I tell everybody to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, that if you know anybody is sick, pray for them, say the name of Jesus, have faith and trust that he will make everything okay. That I think that I have no notice of this, but I believe that maybe the man upstairs is trying to tell us what is the most important thing in life, what makes you happy and means joy to your life, and that's just my opinion, because we're becoming a bigger society, and I was never going to cruise. I don't have the money anyway.
Well, Dean, we appreciate your call today.
And what? I feel sorry for these people because they're coming home. Who's going to take care of their dog, their pet?
Oh, yeah, no. He's right. He's
I mean, would they still have a job? What about their bills, their house? I mean, all of that stuff.
Yeah, we all agree that the forced quarantines are a panic tactic.
Yeah.
Pray that, and also keep in mind about what happened in Tennessee.
All right. Hey, Maureen, you bet.
Yeah, definitely.
Nature can be.
We will indeed. Hey, Dean, thanks for calling in today, okay?
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 754-1490. Okay. Well, okay. This is the thing that I think is scary. The forced quarantines.
That's what's got people spooked.
And it's got us spooked. I mean, it's like I can imagine. Okay, so I come back and I'm fine and I whatever, but I come back because there was somebody on a cruise who was okay. Maybe they came. They may have tested positive. The test kits aren't readily available, and what they need is an immediate test that will allow you to instantly test anyone within, let's say, 30 seconds. Okay, you swab this, put this in here, turns red, you're okay, positive. But it has to be reliable, too, okay?
Do you think that's possible?
I don't know if it is or not.
I don't think we have it for the cold, right? We don't have it for the flu.
Why
would we suddenly invent this out of nowhere for
these
this?
These things
technology doesn't exist.
I know.
You can't just snap your fingers and have a cure for everything.
Yeah.
This takes research and time, and it seems like people are just impatient for this research to get done.
Well, Steve's point now, what we do need a test like that to be able to do everything perfectly. But because our system isn't perfect, we have to, you know, do certain,
there's so much red tape to go through
safety
for these types of things.
Yeah, I know. So what's happening is that because of the fact that we don't have something like that, the only thing then we have is the fact, okay, well, if I am quarantined, then what? What do I do?
I would assume most employers would not fire you if they found out you got quarantined on a ship.
If you were under medical quarantine, I'm pretty sure they would be pretty
lenient. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us?
Yeah, this is Jack. It's President Trump's fault. Blame him.
I'm surprised nobody said that yet.
I mean, already right off the bat, they're blaming the president and the Republicans for
I've seen people talk about how they were blaming him for not taking action quickly enough or whatever.
Well, the problem with this, Jack, is that because of the fact, we were just talking about that with Mikey earlier, about the fact that people can have it and not have any symptoms. And they can, and there are people that it takes 5 days typically for any symptoms to show.
And people are crying for action when really they haven't done enough research to do anything about
and
it.
And most people have very mild. It's so mild that they don't even. You know, okay, well, I had
COVID. It's like a bad cold.
Yeah, yes. It's like a cold, not even necessarily a bad cold.
Or just a light case
symptoms
of the flu.
Symptoms are the same, you know, fever, coughing, runny nose, achy feeling. Oh, you get that every year, it seems like, around this time.
And now I think what they were just talking about it today, people watching people wash their hands to make sure they really, really, really wash their hands thoroughly.
Are they going to have hand washing police in gas stations now?
I don't know what they're going to have, but I can't recall any other
security attendants.
I can't recall the SARS thing. I can't recall the Ebola. You said the Ebola.
The swine flu.
Swine flu. I don't even recall that as
there
being.
There have been so many of, and they've done the exact same thing. Swine flu, bird flu, H1N1.
They haven't had
the H1N1 thing.
We all remember that, right?
But we haven't. But none of those have created the worldwide panic that we have right now.
Yeah. Well, okay. Don't, this one had neither. Our own media created it.
Well, for whatever reason, it has been created, and it's there.
Here's a question I like to put out to the people, and I seen this on the news the other day, is how are we going to punish China for causing this, for being, untruthful or not telling the World Health Organization what was going on and letting this thing spread?
Well, I have a question for you. Why do we have to punish them?
Yeah.
Why do they deserve punishment because of this?
Yeah, why it's spreading so quickly, for one thing. And then, have you ever seen the movie The Omega Man or Outbreak? I mean, this is stuff that's just like made for TV.
I can't excuse the logic on your first statement. Should we punish Africa for letting AIDS spread so much? Is that what you're like? That's the same logic you're saying, right?
I think what he's saying, and it, but no, there is a certain the logic, if there is logic, and if there's logic, it's a fact that China. Well, what did they try? They tried to suppress any knowledge of this,
and they arrested
any physician that tried
to
come out and
say anything. The
doctor
who tried to get the government to do something was told, "You're totally wrong. You know nothing. You're going to jail."
And right now, what is China doing? You want to know the scandal right now?
They put an entire city on lockdown. And they're not letting people leave.
So what are they doing to get their factories back up right now?
Nothing.
What they're doing is they are forcing the Muslim population in China to replace workers and to take over these factory jobs, regardless of any of the other things in there.
So China, in essence, what we're saying here is China kind of made their own bed, and now they're having to lie.
And
what I'm hearing is China is doing more than any other country to fight this thing right now, going to very unethical and unmoral things to make this not spread. That's what I'm hearing. I don't understand why we need to be punishing this country.
That's what I'm saying. They've clearly suffered enough.
But the question is,
does it bother anybody, though, that 80% of our antibiotics and a lot of our medicines come from China, the generic type?
What doesn't come from China?
Very few things.
What does not come from China?
What doesn't come from East Asia in general?
Yeah. I mean, look at China. 98% of all cars have Chinese parts in them.
Here's a fun fact for you. Some of the products that are marked made in USA are actually from Asia, because there's a city in Japan called USA. It's spelled USA.
USA.
Hey. Jack, what? We'll have to wait and see, okay?
Well, it'll be interesting just to see what happens. But I guess the only other thing is the only people catching this are Republicans, apparently.
Okay, well.
That's what the news service
said. Or vice versa. All right, thanks, Jack. All right. We're going to take another break. 754-1490. We shall return.
If you're looking for complete coverage of local, state, regional, and national high school, college, and professional sports, tune in to Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360 to Dave O'Hara Sports every Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. If you want to listen to archived episodes or interviews of specific players, coaches, reporters, and broadcasters, or have comments or questions for the show, go to twitter.com @DaveO'HaraSports or facebook.com/DaveO'HaraSports.
First impressions last. Time to call Sherwood Company.
It's a new year, and Sherwood Company wants to know, what fun things does your new year hold? Maybe a wedding, milestone birthday, graduation, or retirement?
First impressions last.
Hi, this is Tyler Sherwood. If you are planning a wedding or other special event this year, Sherwood Company has got you covered, literally with tents available to rent. Elegant tents for special events are available in every imaginable size, from small tents for intimate gatherings in your backyard to large tents with seating for up to 600. Sherwood Company also rents tables, chairs, dance floors, lights, and more, and offers delivery and setup. Best of all, we have the expertise to advise you on just what you will need to make your event come off without a hitch. Call Sherwood Company for all of your special event needs today.
First impressions last. Time to call Sherwood Company.
Great River Health and SCC presents Snow Bowl Kids Day 2020. This Saturday morning starting at 10 a.m. at Burlington Memorial Auditorium. Watch as the future Cowboys and Cowgirls battle their chief opponent for an eight-second ride. Plus, all kids can enjoy free games, candy, and a bounce house. Registration for mutton busting and goat tying starts at 10 a.m. And as always, Snow Bowl Kids Day is completely free. Snow Bowl 2020, presented by Newsry and Ag Solutions. And thanks to our Kids Day sponsors, Great River Health and SCC.
It's almost time for the Shamrock Shuffle. Get your green on and kick off St. Patrick's Day during the 5K Run and Walk on Saturday, March 14th at Great Bow Park. You can still register at burlingtonkiwanis.com or the day of the race. If you've already registered, don't forget, pick up your packet at the Burlington Bee Stadium at Community Field on Friday, March 13th from 11 to 6. The Shamrock Shuffle is brought to you by Burlington Kiwanis and presented by Mankey & Company.
Welcome back on the talk show today. Well, there's no doubt about it. It is a, hey,
he's getting a little heated off mic here.
Yeah, well, and I think that's the fact. We're talking about the and we don't have any official word on the Rome trip.
We are not the authority on most things.
We're not the authority. We do not have official, but they're scheduled, that trip is scheduled to leave on Friday for Rome, and their spring break is the week following. So they're supposed to leave on the 13th, come back on the 22nd. And, a lot of things.
It's iffy.
A lot of things are pretty iffy about there, but I think the fact is, this quarantine and the fact is, regardless, you're right. It's like being we're going to sentence you to prison for the next two weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And number of companies out in the East in particular, also in the West, but the largest companies
on the coasts
are basically demanding that you have basically demanding that you work from home. And if you can.
Well, it's definitely something I can see the logic in it, but I can see their logic in it. But in the grand scheme of things, it really depends on how bad your case is. If you're fine and you test clear after 5 days, you should be able to go back to work.
You would think so, wouldn't you? I guess that's the question is.
I get it. It's a safety thing. You don't want to risk. You don't want to take any unnecessary risks, quote unquote, unnecessary. But. You know, it's weird.
All right. Shane McCampbell, former mayor, running for the Board of Supervisors, not by any party, though.
A nonpartisan candidate.
Nonpartisan.
Which means...
he has to do it earlier.
He has to do it earlier, and he needs 150 more signatures.
Well, I think he'd get his...
Total of 250.
I think he'll get his...
Without a doubt, he will.
And I think that's it.
Why do you have to have more signatures if you're a nonpartisan candidate?
Good question.
Doesn't that seem super unfair?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't make the rules, and I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering if you knew why.
No, those are just
why
rules.
That is.
We don't know.
Why? Because we just prefer people to...
be in a party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To think tribally.
Yeah. I guess maybe that's exactly what it is. I guess, yeah. Oh, as long as you're part of a party... You know, then you can.
Anyone out there that knows the answer, we'd love to hear. We'd love to hear why that law is in place. Mm-hmm. But it seems pretty unfair against someone that may not want to take a side one way or another.
All right. But like we said, I don't think Shane McCampbell's going to have any trouble getting those signatures.
No, I sure hope not. I think he'll do a great job at that job if he gets it.
And you know what?
I wish him good luck. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. I guess. Hey, you know what? He did say I didn't expect to have him run for supervisor, but then
neither
again, I'm not surprised that he would.
Neither am I. I'm very shocked to see that he did because like we said, I don't think he's going to have any trouble getting in there. But the other, two of the other supervisors are up for election. One is not. Tom Brokaw is going to be finished come November, but the other two, Bob Beck and Jim Carrey, are up for re-election.
Okay, so Brokaw is definitely not going to be running.
Is done.
Oh,
His terms are up. So
okay. Oh, I guess okay. Well, that's probably one of the the other two will be up for election, and there'll be another, and then there'll be an open slot Okay. All right. Well, it is. Yeah, we've been talking about everything. Well, actually, it seems like everything's been virus connected.
Yeah, and it all comes back.
Always comes back around.
Yeah, what goes around comes around, and the thing about this whole coronavirus is that it has long tentacles that connect everybody together one way or the other. It affects something in your life. It affects some more. Hey, can't get toilet paper? Okay. For most people it's pretty, no big deal. For people who are planning international travel and everything else, well, then it's a different story because it's a very different situation. But it's all it is what it is. That's all I'm saying.
It's inconvenient, but
it's an inconvenient situation.
Circumstance.
And it's one of those things. But all the people that are doing the same thing that I'm doing are all in the same boat. They're all having to make decisions and they're all having to make choices, and that's the way it is. And you do it based on, if we don't go this year, is that going to be a crisis? No, it was one. We can go some other time, you know. And I can I ride my bike anywhere I want? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to cancel Bragg Ride, would I still ride my bike? Yes.
Yep.
But I don't think they're going to cancel it. I think that they'll find a way to make that happen. Anyway. Okay, time to say sayonara.
Adios.
As we are done with the...
Lasvidanya.
Lasvidanya. Yes, that's goodbye in Russian, right?
One of the three words I know in Russian.
Okay, good for you. All right. Have a great Monday. Thanks for listening.